And I just have to tell you that the way that that is and works is basically all you're trying to do by practicing gratitude, whatever it is you're practicing for, is to reset your vibration, your point, your energy point. Because you could, for instance, love your family and feel so good about them and be so happy when you're home with them. Yet you could have a really crappy work day that you carry home with you, right? And even if you have all your amazing family around you, if you're thinking about your work, you're probably still in a crummy mood. And the job has nothing to do with your family, right? Your family's right there. If that was the case, then you could say, well, you should immediately feel better because you're not at work anymore and you're with your family. Listening to the podcast The Life of a Bon Vivant, Manifesting Your Paris Dreams and More. I'm your host, Bita Hashimpour. This podcast is designed to inspire, elevate, and help you step into the abundant life you deserve, whether that's in Paris or anywhere else in the world. Welcome to another episode of the Life of a Bon Vivant podcast. I just want to take a moment to express my gratitude and thanks to all of you listeners who are tuning in each week and listening to an episode. It, after all, is the week of Thanksgiving here in the United States, and it seems like the perfect time to really just take an extra moment out of, my podcast schedule and really give you many thanks and show my appreciation for you taking the time to choose to listen to this podcast. I know you have a lot of options out there, and frankly, there's just a lot of content in general out there to consume. And I just so appreciate you for choosing to listen to mine here at The Life of a Bon Vivant. And if you're a subscriber on the blog at Mon Petit Four, then extra double thanks for following me there along as well. So this week on the topic of gratitude, I wanted to talk about a concept that I hesitate to say is really spiritual, but for lack of a better adjective, I'm just going to say it's a spiritual concept. And this is the one of practicing gratitude on a daily basis. And I thought it would be a good topic because, one, obviously it's Thanksgiving, so it's a great time to be thinking about this. But two, I think it's also a time that we're sort of gearing up for the holidays and then the new year. And a lot of us set, a new goal or want to press the reset button and begin a fresh start at the beginning of the new year. And I want you to have some time to just like practice this and mull over this idea of practicing gratitude on a daily basis. And, just hearing that, you might be thinking, well, yeah, I am an appreciative person, or, I do feel blessed, or I do practice gratitude. And if you do, that is awesome and great, because I really do think people who do feel grateful on a daily basis do lead happier lives. But what I want this episode to really tackle, so to speak, is this idea of, I think, or I should say misguided idea, that when we're practicing gratitude, we have to feel gratitude for things that we're not really thankful for. So maybe you're familiar with this idea. I know I am, because my parents used to say this when I was a kid, where I might be complaining about something like, I hate school, I don't want to go to school. And my parents would say something like, be grateful you even have the opportunity to go to school, because there are a lot of kids in the world who don't have this opportunity. And you're getting to go into an awesome school with a lot of amenities and, great teachers. So be grateful. And you grow up I think even being an adult, thinking that that's what practicing gratitude is like forcing yourself to sometimes be grateful for things that you're not so happy about. And, you know, this isn't to say that you should just go on and keep complaining about everything that you're upset about, but instead I want to talk about this idea of when you're practicing gratitude, really trying your best to practice it for the things that you can deeply feel and authentically feel gratitude for. So for instance, let's say you're in a job that you're not a big fan of. You're not really happy in this job. You're pretty much only in it because you have a paycheck and you need that paycheck. So sometimes there are things about your job that you can find that you're grateful for. Maybe you have some amazing coworkers who are like great friends. And even though you probably spend most of your time complaining about work together, you have a good time with each other. And sometimes that can work when you're doing a little bit of like a gratitude session, just thinking about, you know what? I'm so excited that at least I'm going to see my amazing coworkers today. But sometimes there are topics or things that we have a lot of momentum going forward with that is not necessarily positive momentum. So like you could hate your job so much that not even the cool coworkers that you have really make it something that you can honestly and authentically feel grateful for. And in those cases, the best thing to do is really just to shift your focus. And what I mean by shift your focus is not even think about work when you're trying to do your gratitude session. So like you just accept that, you know, work is not going so well in my life right now. It's not really what I want it to be, but that's okay. We're not going to focus on that. Instead, we're going to focus on all the things that are going right in my life. And I'm sure you can think of at least one thing that is going right in your life. So this same principle could be applied to, of course, anything else. It doesn't have to just be work. A lot of people usually try to use this practice for things like money. Money is something that touches us so much every day. Usually have multiple touch points with it, right? It's not always like, you know, maybe you don't have like your dream partner or person in your life, but that can be a lot of times easier to not think about because you're maybe not always all day long thinking about how you don't have that person in your life. But money a lot of times can be something that will trigger you multiple times throughout the day. Maybe a bill comes in and you're feeling the lack. Maybe you go to buy a cup of coffee and it feels like the coffee's prices have gone up and it's extra expensive. Or maybe you need to buy some groceries after work. And so again, you're forced to think about your money, you know, situation. So money is often one of the most common and I would say like trickier things to practice gratitude around because it can be hard to shift the focus. But that said, you can do it. One of the best ways to do that, I think, whether it's with money or really any topic, is give yourself like a short amount of time in the day. Let's say it's 15, 20 minutes where you deal with the money stuff, whether that's planning out your grocery run because you have a set budget or paying the bills you need to pay, or, you know, placing the coffee order, whatever it is, make your little budget for the day and use that 15 or 20 minutes to think about that. If it's work, maybe doing 20 minutes to focus on the things that need to get done at work that day, meetings you need to have, and then try to make the promise to yourself that the rest of the day, you're not going to think about those things. And it can feel really hard at first, but I promise as you get into this habit, it becomes a lot easier. And then it frees up your mind to really focus on and think about the things that you truly feel are going well in your life and that you are grateful for. And you'll just want to keep affirming and practicing gratitude for those things. And I can't tell you how amazing it really is. Like, I've done this a million times. I've worked with clients before practicing this, and it's crazy how fast things start turning around for you. So practicing gratitude is not only great for just making you a happy person, but it can also help you, you know, attract or manifest, so to speak, a lot of the things that you do want that you don't have right now and you're struggling with. So I'll just give you a quick example of something recent that happened with me. I was dealing with like a extra unexpected bill, and it just really threw me off, and I was feeling really crummy about it. And I was just like, oh, this sucks, you know? So anyways, I remembered my own little tip here that I'm sharing with you guys to really shift the focus away from that. So I gave myself 15 minutes to really take a look at the bill and tackle it, figure out what I was going to do to take care of that and come up with a game plan. And then I told myself I wasn't going to think about it. And I literally went and busied myself with other stuff, and even actually went and hung out with a friend later in the afternoon to keep myself busy even when my work was done. And it was so amazing because I went to Target like on my way home from hanging out with this friend, and I was picking up a couple of things I needed for the house, waiting in line. And all of a sudden, this guy, which by the way, I was in the self-checkout line, and the self-checkout line was really long. And even though there were a couple of normal lanes open, I decided that the checkout would probably go faster because you never know who's in the regular lane. Like, some people end up in those lanes and they're like, oh, I have this gift card. And then it's like not working, and the Target cashier takes forever. And so anyways, I was like, self-checkout will probably still go faster. So I stayed in this line, even though I had thought about leaving it. And I get right up to the front where it's almost my turn. And this guy comes and says, hey, do you want this? And it's a gift card. And I'm like, oh, I'm like, you don't want it? He's like, nah. He's like, the machine just gave this to me, but here. And I was like, thanks. And it was just so cool that I got unexpected money coming in like that. And it was great. I was able to buy the things I needed to do with the gift card. Even though, you know, I had this situation earlier where I had that unexpected bill, and I could have let it be such a damper and just totally derail me and my like mindset and energy for the rest of the day or week, really. But I decided to cut the cord right there quickly when I got that bill and say, hey, I'm not going to let this affect my energy and vibe. So doing that, shifting the focus, it was crazy how the universe was like, hey, don't worry, here's some money to make up for that really crappy bill we threw at you. And so it's just like, this is one little example, but literally you will find random unexpected sources of money pop up into your life when you can shift the focus from a negative money situation. You can find unexpected job opportunities pop up when you shift the mindset from a negative job situation. And in the place of thinking about those negative situations or things, you replace that with gratitude. And gratitude doesn't have to be for those things. That's the key point of this episode that I really want to get across, is that, and I just have to tell you that the way that that is and works is basically all you're trying to do by practicing gratitude, whatever it is you're practicing for, is to reset your vibration, your point, your energy point. Because you could, for instance, love your family and feel so good about them and be so happy when you're home with them. Yet you could have a really crappy work day that you carry home with you, right? And even if you have all your amazing family around you, if you're thinking about your work, you're probably still in a crummy mood. And the job has nothing to do with your family, right? Your family's right there. If that was the case, then you could say, well, you know, you should immediately feel better because you're not at work anymore and you're with your family. But it doesn't work like that. We usually have like this set point of our energy and vibration each day. And the more positive and awesome thoughts and feelings you can have during the day, then the more likely it is for that energy to be at a high positive point. And the more crappy things and crappy thoughts that you have happen during the day, the more likely it is that you're going to be vibrating at a lower point. So it's really important to just get on any subject, any topic that you can feel happy and grateful about and hang out there. It doesn't have to be forced. Pick something that you really feel good about and thankful for and just bask in that for as long as you can. And whenever you feel your mind going towards those negative things or the things that you don't feel so good about, just gently give yourself a little like tap, mentally tap on the shoulder, like, hey, you know, let's not think about that. Let's go back to thinking about how awesome my family is, how lucky I am to have them, and make that shift and practice that gratitude. And if you can do this throughout the day, I promise you, you're going to see things start to turn around. I like to say there's like a little delay in the feed. So don't go practicing gratitude for a day and then be like, well, why am I still at the same crappy job? Or why do I still have no money? It's not an instant thing. And you shouldn't be looking at things eternally to validate that. But if you give it a little time, usually, even like I said, in my case, like it happened, you know, within a day that I had that really unexpected, cool surprise of a Target gift card. But sometimes it can be like a few weeks, a month, till you really see stuff start to happen and positive things shift into motion. So I hope you give this topic like a, you know, good mulling and thinking about as we head into the holidays. You know, there can be a lot of family drama sometimes with Thanksgiving, but really just try not to put your focus on that. Really use actually Thanksgiving, if it is usually a stressful time for you, use it as an opportunity to really practice this and do your best to, again, shift your focus and think about the things that you're truly and authentically grateful for. Sort of like how I'm truly and authentically grateful for all of you for listening. I hope you guys enjoy a wonderful week and a very happy holiday for those of you who are in the US and celebrate. And if any of you are abroad and celebrating, then, you know, many celebrations sent your way too. And I just am so, so happy to really have this opportunity and platform to be here with you guys. Much love.